We continue to pray across America, and today it's South Dakota and North Dakota. So, Father, we lift up South Dakota. We thank you, God of all creation and glory, that South Dakota would be filled with your spirit, with living stones. May believers in Jesus be like the rock-filled hills and prairies of that beautiful state. May they be steadfast and build their church. Use them, O Lord, to build the spiritual house and raise up a priesthood of young people on fire with your Holy Spirit to offer themselves as a holy and acceptable sacrifice through Jesus Christ, as we join them to build a holy foundation for your refreshed church in South Dakota. As you say in 1 Peter 2:5, that they would be living stones being built up as a spiritual house to offer spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Capitol Pier and the 886 plus thousand people that live there. We pray they come to know Jesus or share their faith boldly. We thank you that it became a state in 1889 and the 40th state to become part of the Union, that it produces the largest amount of bison and pheasants. Agriculture is its top industry, which we need and get resources from, generating one third of its overall economic activity, that rodeos happen there with all ages, and it's the official state sport, that milk is their official state drink since 1986, and kuchen is the state dessert, and rose quartz is the state's mineral, meaning that all those things in those areas are used, and we need those resources, and thank you for them. We speak Jesus is Lord over South Dakota. We lift up North Dakota, whose capital is Bismarck and population over 779,000. Pray for all those people to come to know Jesus and to share their faith. The state became 1889 and 39th state to become part of the Union. Only 1% of the state is woodland or forest, but the eastern portion is a flat valley with mineral-rich soil among the world's most fertile areas. That's why it's filled with productive farms that feed the United States. We thank you, Father, for all that they produce. Pray for the farmers, bless them, grant them a successful year in production and harvest. May you give them all the water and rain and resources that they need to produce the fields. And we thank you, Father, for the cattle. It has a population of 1.8 million, more cattle than people, compared to just about 750. The cattle are more than twice the human population. Amazing. We pray for the cattlemen that they will be blessed. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for being a wall of fire around us and being the glory in our midst. Thank you, Jesus, that we see your hand in every part of what we're going through, no matter if it's in the government, church, military, family, education, media, or business. The power of your presence is evident in every part of the state of North Dakota. We thank you that our prayers are powerful and effective as we join with others across America praying for the states of South Dakota and North Dakota. And we pray your blessing, revival would come out in these places, that they would see your glory. And when we hear the names of these states, that we would hear about the things that you're doing in every area of influence. Jesus is Lord of North Dakota.